produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Welcome to another episode of His Royal Daughter. I am Wanda Washington, and I am here to ask you a very pertinent question. How can I serve you? We are all called to love God and to love others. So I ask, how can I serve you? I am not going to always get it right. I am not going to always say the right thing. But I can tell you I'm going to be authentically me all the time. And I'm going to do my best to bring you what you need. In Matthew 23:11, the scripture says, whoever is the greatest should be the servant of the others. So I wanted to share with you that when I was 5 years old, I had open heart surgery. I had what they called tetralogy of Fallot. And that's a hole in the heart, which I felt it was. But it's a congenital heart condition. And it presents a combination of four defects in the structure of the heart. It can lead to, at least what was called at that time, the blue baby syndrome. So know that I was born with this extra hole in my heart, but I didn't have my surgery until I was 5 years old. From what I understand from my mom, they knew I had the condition, but it wasn't so severe that I couldn't. They went in and operated it at the most opportune time that they could. So it is something that's treatable by the medical profession. Of course, it often requires lab testing and the imaging and all that they do. And it can be dangerous or life-threatening if left untreated. So, you know, just to let you know. So, I was born in 68. So the medical procedures that they have now, they definitely didn't have then. You know, so like I said, you know, I didn't have to get the surgery right away because it wasn't so severe that the doctors thought I needed to go in right then. But once they did the corrective surgery, you know, my life has been good. I was told that I would have to take medication for the rest of my life. But knock on wood, I have not. When I got pregnant with my son, I had to stop taking the medicine, and I haven't had to go back on the medicine since. So that's, praise God, that's a miracle in itself. And my son is now 26 years old. So, but there are things that I do have to look out for, like, you know, difficulty in breathing and passing out and or seizures. But none of those things have really happened. But, you know, so I do look out, you know, for the shortness of breath. So I am thankful. It was hard, and I said it was hard because I didn't like shots then, and I don't like shots now. And not that I would condone anybody doing this, but I know that I gave the nurse a hard time because I hit the nurse. So I really, truly apologize to the nurse. But I'm sure, God rest her soul, she's no longer with us. And the doctor as well. Because I hit the doctor because I didn't want them to give me the shot. So I know they ended up, at least this is what I've been told, they ended up strapping me down so that they could give me whatever shot it was that they needed to give me. It was something that was going to really help me. But of course, I'm 5 years old. I didn't know that at the time. And of course, my father being there, it kind of calmed me down. So it wasn't so bad after all. So I do continue to go to get checkups every year, even at the age of 54. I still go get my checkup, make sure everything's going okay. I have had occasions as an adult to wear a Holter monitor that's recording my heart activities, you know, for the doctors and so that they can see what's going on. But pretty much everything has been okay. I'm no longer having the irregular heartbeats. Don't really get tired, at least, and develop that the blueness around my lips, or I start looking bluish. It's all good. Everything is okay. But you know, you never know if you don't share parts of your story. You never know who is going to help. So I do want you to know that, you know, I believe that there's life after tetralogy of Fallot or any other heart condition, because I believe that, you know, through faith, and not just through faith, anything is possible. All things are possible. With God, all things are possible. So I do believe, you know, things can turn around. Things will take time. Things don't happen, you know, don't change for the good overnight. But God is always with us, whether it's good or if it's not so good. He's always there. I appreciate that part of my life, you know, and after the open heart surgery, so I have a scar on my and down the middle of my chest, and I'm like, as I got older, I didn't notice it as I was a child, but as I got older, I noticed the scar. I'm like, I don't want to wear shirts that's going to show the scar, but you know what? The scar is who it is. It makes me who I am. It's a part of me. I get to wear it every day, and I wear it as a badge of honor because it was a hard time. You know, the times that I can remember, definitely it was hard. I'm sure it was also hard on my parents as well. So I am very thankful to be here today. I, you know, stand on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, you know, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future, not to harm you. But he's here to give us hope and a future. I know that with God, all things are possible. And I believe that he's with us not to always get over something, to go through something, to go under something. We're to go through something. And we don't know what it is always on the other side, how it will turn out. But know that he has a plan. He has a purpose for us. He has a purpose for our life. So, you know, I just wanted to share that with you today.
Every T, I don't dot every I. Got more flaws than a little, and I messed up 1,000 times. I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes. Found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me, in spite of me. Woo! You still chose me. How can it be? Every scar, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me. Love me. Oh, in spite of me.
Stubborn at heart, I'm quick to put up a gun. I do it all by myself, I won't ask for help. And sometimes my mouth is smart and be insecure.
Every scar, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. choice. And daily you choose me. See, it's hard to believe you have a choice.
You have a choice.
Oh, and daily
you choose
me. It's hard to believe.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.